Ambulance New Brunswick will once again start dispatching medical calls to local fire departments trained to help handle them. Dorchester Fire Department and Memramcook Fire Department are two of 12 local fire departments in the province whose members undergo medical first responder training, and up until January of this year had been dispatched to medical calls by Ambulance New Brunswick. Memramcook Mayor Maxime Bourgeois has been working on getting the dispatching reinstated and says he was happy to receive the news on Wednesday that Ambulance NB would make the change.
So Ambulance New Brunswick informed us that they will start dispatching our fire departments for medical calls again. I'm really, really happy about it. I mean, we were putting a lot of pressure and they were saying that it was a priority and that they were working on it, but obviously we were a little bit skeptical about how fast they could resolve this issue. But yeah, we were informed that they're going to start dispatching our fire department tomorrow, October 5th. So I'm really happy about that.
It's been about 9 months since Ambulance NB stopped medical call dispatching. In March, spokesperson Christiana Williston told CHMA via email that the organization didn't have the mandate to dispatch to fire departments and that they had determined doing so was no longer sustainable. On Wednesday, Williston confirmed that the return to medical first responder dispatching would take place today and that it would happen through existing resources. Williston went on to say, "It continues to be a challenging time within our health system, and Ambulance NB deeply appreciates the continued assistance and partnership of local fire departments." Bourgeois says he sees the service as a win-win for both Ambulance NB and local residents.
Because they were actually calling, they were dispatching our fire department if the ambulance was too far and they thought it was going to take too much time to get there, or if they thought that the paramedics would need help from the fire department once on site. So they were already doing a certain process and sort of analyzing the situation. So for me to add an extra step to just dispatch the fire department for certain type of calls was sort of a no-brainer. And it's free labor for Ambulance New Brunswick. You have qualified personnel on site to help take charge of the situation. So for me, it was really no-brainer. I'm not sure if there was extra funding or not, but it will definitely help paramedics, Ambulance New Brunswick, and just the residents of Memramcook will be feel a lot safer.
Bourgeois says the issue has been a major one in Memramcook, one of the biggest since he was elected mayor in 2021.
It was definitely a big preoccupation across the municipality. A lot of residents called me, emailed me about this issue. It's actually probably one of the issues that raised the most concerns since I've been mayor. We have a really solid fire department, really well trained, well respected in the community, and the fire department wanted to be called. And especially with the delays, you know as much as I do that the delays for an ambulance can take up to half an hour or 40 minutes. So it was very worrisome that our fire department wasn't being called. But I'm very happy. The Union of the Municipalities of New Brunswick and the L'Association Francophone des Municipalités du New Brunswick sort of helped out as well. They sort of like did a joint coalition and contacted the authorities and put pressure. So I'm really, really happy that it worked out. It demonstrated how when we work together, things can move along fairly fast. So I'm very happy about it.
That's Memramcook Mayor Maxime Bourgeois. About 9 months after they stopped dispatching medical calls to Dorchester, Memramcook, and 10 other local fire departments, Ambulance NB says it will return to the practice and also invite other fire departments to take on duties of medical first responders. Tantramar Mayor Andrew Black was also involved in the pressure to restore medical dispatching in his role as president of the Union of Municipalities of New Brunswick. Black was not available on Wednesday for comment. Dorchester Fire Chief Greg Partridge was vocal in calling for a return to medical call dispatching and says he got the call Wednesday at noon from Ambulance New Brunswick to inform him of the change.
Very happy for our community, very happy for the province, but I'd like to see it expanded. I'd like to see it expanded to the departments that couldn't do it or wouldn't allow, they weren't allowed to do it, like the LSD departments were not allowed. So I'd like to see it expanded for any department that wants to do it.
Firefighters trained as medical first responders do an extra weekend-long training every 2 years, says Partridge. And the department has acquired some equipment to help it with medical calls. He thinks there are other departments who would also be interested in taking on the responsibility.
Again, every department is different. If they're comfortable with ambulance service in their area, that's great. And if it works out good for the citizens, but it doesn't work for Dorchester not to have first responders. So, again, every community has to see their priorities and what they're willing, the training that they're willing to do. But I think it should be offered to every department that wants to do it. You know, I think it's very important.
That's Dorchester Fire Chief Greg Partridge. The Sackville Fire Department does not receive medical first responder calls.